Welcome to this episode of Drive with Woody Fit. I'm currently drinking my morning cup of joe, and I'm going to answer a fitness question. So today's question comes from a cat, and she says, "My arms and belly are fat. I deadlift, and I want muscles, but I can't seem to tone. I need some help." So what I would say is, if you're in a situation like this, is to focus on building muscle while you're in the gym. I would not treat your workouts as the method to lose weight. I would treat your diet as the way that you can lose weight. Now, when you're in the gym, focus on lifting weights, getting better at lifting those weights, getting stronger. And when you're eating, and when you're dieting, and when you feel hungry, focus on the fact that that is what burns the fat. When you are hungry, and you truly are hungry, your body is switching its energy systems to burn fat instead of carbohydrates. So focus on the diet, focus on losing weight, and in the gym, focus on building muscle and getting stronger. Now, she says that she deadlifts, but your deadlifts need to reflect what your goal is. You know, if you want to lose weight, you need to incorporate moderately heavy deadlifts into your regimen. If you're grabbing just a 45-pound bar and you're repping it out for 15, 20 reps, it's not super efficient, it's not super effective for really sending the correct signal that you want to send to your body to cause it to build muscle and lean out and kick up that metabolism. Also, what comes along with that is this concept of toning. There's really no way to tone. Toning is in itself kind of a myth, because you can only do two things with the muscles. You can either build them and get them bigger and stronger, or you can let them atrophy and they can become smaller if you were to do long distance running and not do any weight training whatsoever. So the whole concept of toning and getting the muscles to show really only comes through the diet. And what that is just simply leaning out, eating at a calorie deficit so that you're hungry, you space your meals out more so that you're burning more calories than you're consuming, which causes your body to burn the fat that it has stored for energy instead of the fuel, the food that you're putting into it. So when it comes to this, when it comes to, you know, I wanna tone, I wanna lose weight, I wanna reveal the muscle, I wanna look leaner, what that boils down to is your diet and what building the muscle and getting the muscle to be stronger and bigger comes from lifting weights and weight training, regular weight training. So the best thing that you can do if you want to lean out, you want to look skinnier, you want to look leaner, you want to quote-unquote tone, is to lift moderately heavy weights with your four main lifts: bench, squat, deadlift, and overhead press, as well as incorporating accessory movements into your routine. Dumbbell movements, some other barbell movements, even some cable movements, to take your training even further than just your four main lifts. So it's extremely important that you focus on both areas when it comes to toning, quote unquote toning, and have the proper mentality when you go into the gym, and have the proper mentality when you go to eat a meal. The best answer I can give for this person is that change your mentality, increase your lifts, make sure you're lifting regularly, a couple times a week, at least two times a week, and limit the amount of steady state cardio that you do. When you do long bouts of cardio, the signal you're sending to your body is not anabolic. You're telling your metabolism to slow down and to become more efficient and utilize every calorie. But when you lift weights and you put your body under the stress of resistance training, the signal you're sending to your body is a very anabolic signal, and you're telling your body to build muscle, increase the metabolism, because what comes along with more muscle mass is a faster metabolism, because muscle is a very calorie expensive tissue. So having a calorie expensive tissue in your body is going to cause your metabolism to be faster so it can maintain that muscle mass. When it comes to your diet, you're going to want to focus on eating whole, natural, unprocessed foods. I would definitely stay away from processed foods, things that are in bags, things that don't occur naturally. Eat a lot of plants, eat a lot of vegetables, fruits, and meat. And if you're vegan, then you're just going to have to eat a lot of plants, which of course, you can get your protein from beans, legumes. I would avoid the processed vegan foods, like vegan sausage, vegan burgers. A veggie burger, I would say, is probably acceptable, only because generally they're made out of beans. There is some processing that comes along with it, but your best bet is going to be from whole, natural, unprocessed foods. And on that note, thank you for listening to this episode of Drive with Woody Fit while I drink my morning cup of Joe. If you would like some guidance, we have two guides currently right now on the website at executivefitllc.com. You can get the basic training guide, which is a 12-week program that's designed to take somebody from zero to 100, take somebody who's never lifted weights before and throw them in the mix with a solid weight training routine. That's absolutely free over on the website, as well as the Arm 240 Bravo workout, which is a workout to help you build your arms and turn those tiny little water pistols into M240 Bravo machine guns. You can get access to those, as well as all of the other future guides and workouts that we put out, if you head over to the website, executivefitllc.com, scroll all the way down to the bottom, and enter your email in the subscription tab. And that first email you get will have all of the guides and workouts that we currently have available. And if you're ready to change your life for the better and implement some serious online personal training, where we go over your training, your nutrition, your supplementation, and your recovery, you can reach out to me personally or sign up for the VIP program at executivefitllc.com.